I'm joined by Kane's manager, Alan Dowson, after this afternoon's 1-1 draw against Whitstable. Alan, by the time Whitstable scored, should that game have been out of sight? We had our chances today.
Well, the chances, had good chances, but we have missed the penalty, and Luke's made a good save, and they played the second half with 10 men, so credit to them. We're very disappointed that we haven't won the game. Frustration, but we'll crack on, and we'll let get 3 points on Monday. I believe if we win Monday, we're top of the league, and that's all you can ask for. So with 4 weeks to go, that's all we'll let it go for. So there was a lot of indifferent performances today. A lot of people quite good on the ball, not so good defensively. And, you know, one ball's in the box and it's done with again. And we keep seeing that again and again and again. So it's got to stop, and it's got to stop Monday. And I think it will do, because I think the lads have looked at themselves now and they know that we can't concede goals, what we're doing. It doesn't matter whose fault it is today, because it's happened in the last all season. We've got a front two who have scored 50 goals between them, and we'll all score goals. We'll score on Monday night, we will score goals, but at the same time, you know, it's on the other end, that's a little bit of a concern, and that's what we've got to tighten up.
You look at the starting 11 today, you look at the squad as a whole, you think we've got the quality to win the league. Have we got the bottle to win the league?
Big question, good question, but we'll not know until, you know, players. We should have a players. Then what players should do is knuckle down, look at their game and look what they could have done. What they might do is blame other things. They shouldn't do that. They should look at their little thing. And we had it all just out how we're going to win a game today. Everything was going to plan today. We have went down to 10 men today, and all of a sudden they concede a goal like that. It's a bit of a heartbreak. But that things like that happen in football all season. We've been doing it the hard way. Even when we're winning games at Cuba, and last week at Chipstead, we've done it the hard way. You know, conceded 6 goals along the way. Yeah, so it's disappointing the amount of goals we're throwing in at the minute, but that'll get better. And we'll, like I say, we'll all score goals and we'll be always.
The warning signs were there early on, weren't they? Luke Garrett made a couple of good saves, not least from the penalty spot.
Good save, he come off his lane, I think, and it was a bad penalty giveaway all round, but he's made a good save from the penalty. I had a bit of confidence in him. He's made a good save, and he made a good stop, whatever it was. He probably didn't have enough to do in the second half, but, you know, by and by, he's had a good game again, and it's just disappointing to concede, like I say, but we've just got to crack on and win Monday night now. That's what we've got to do.
What's the mood like in the dressing room? How do you lift the players just 48 hours ahead of another massive game Monday night?
They don't need lifting. They've got a championship to win with 3.5 weeks of a season when Monday night comes, with 7 games to go, with games in hand, with a chance on Monday to go on top of the league. If I was coming in playing against Waltman Hirsham on Monday night, it shouldn't need so much lifting. Yes, it'll be disappointing tonight. We're only human beings. I'm disappointed. The crowd will be disappointed. Chairman, everybody is disappointed. But they've got a bit about them, and they'll come out of traps on Monday, and we'll get ourselves top of the league Monday night.
Any league champions need a ruthless streak and to kill games off. Is that something you can coach into players? It seems to be lacking today, but is that something the management team can do?
There's not many players like that about. I think one in our league who's like that is that Neil Smith of Croydon. He gets out there and he winds them up and he tells everybody to do. That's been an experienced player. I don't think there's anybody else in our league who's got that. A ruthless streak, what we've got is a front two who score 50 goals. And like I say, if we don't win the league with a front two scoring 50 goals, there's a problem somewhere along the team or in the management. And we've got to make sure that we adjust, and like you say, we'll score more before we end the season, so we could have a front two scoring 60 goals. And if you get a front two score 60 goals, there's something definitely wrong if you don't win it.
Like you said, Fleet and Cray drew with each other today, so we're as we were this morning, 3 points off the top with games in hand. It's still in our own hands.
Of course
isn't it?
It is. Of course, we're going to have ups and downs, and there's going to be twists and turns, and, you know, fair play to a manager here, Seagulls, who does a good job, a good friend of ours. Harmsey's gone out for a drink tonight, so I hope he just buys some halves, because I think Seagulls will give it a big one, to be honest. He's done a good job, and he's a good manager, and he organised them. He's went in a half time and organised them to have a go at them. And yes, we've had chances to win the game, but at the same time, we've showed a lot of character, and we've showed a lot of bottle. And that's a big word, a bottle, what we have just done. So it is in our hands. We've got to win. Now it's 7 games to win a championship. I've been saying that since September, but if we win our games, it's no different. We win our 7 games, we win the championship, so it's no different whatsoever.